This is PCJ Media, broadcasting to South America and the Caribbean from 2 to 2:55 UTC on 9,955 kHz in the 31-meter band. For more information about PCJ Media, contact us by email at pcjmedia@gmail.com. Coming up, The Happy Station Show. This is the Happy Station Show. At just after 200 hours UTC, welcome again to another edition of the Happy Station Show. I'm Keith Perron here with you for the next 55 minutes all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. And I hope you sit back and enjoy, because today's show is going to be jam-packed. It's jam-packed. It's like taking a compactor and squishing everything into a ball, you know. We have a number of things actually to get to today, as well as some announcements for some upcoming special shows that you certainly don't want to miss. So let's kick off right away with Harry Belafonte and Coconut Woman.
Coconut woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her shout. Coconut woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her shout. Get your coconut water,
Papa,
and it's good for your daughter.
Papa,
cocoa got a lot of iron,
Papa,
make you strong like a lion.
Papa,
a lady tell me the other day, no one can take her sweet man away. I asked her what was the mystery. She said coconut water and a rice curry. You can cook it in a pot
right away.
You can serve it very hot
every day.
Cocoa got a lot of iron.
Why strong?
Make you strong like a lion.
Put fire.
Coconut woman says you like me. Coconut make very nice candy. The thing that's best if you're feeling glum is coconut water with a little rum. It could make you very tipsy
in your head,
make you feel like a gypsy
in your bed.
Cocoa got a lot of iron,
very strong,
make you feel like a lion. Coconut woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her shout. Coconut woman is calling out, and every day you can hear her shout. Get your coconut water,
man you should,
and it's good for your daughter,
very good.
Get your coconut candy,
nice and sweet,
make you feel very dandy.
End of it.
Coca 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 coca.
Hey, hey,
coconut woman,
hey, hey,
woo!
Coconut Woman, beginning today's edition of The Happy Station by the one and only Harry Belafonte. Let's now say hello to some of the people that have recently signed up to the Happy Station Facebook page. They are Marcelo Filippo in Argentina, Gary Hegland, Hartono Pangaran, Brian McDonald in California, and Jonathan Murphy. And if you want to sign up to the Happy Station Facebook page, it's very easy to do. Just do a search for The Happy Station Show or PCJ Media. Click on that, join the group, and that's all you need to do. And you can chat to other Happy Station listeners and find out updates for upcoming programs. But another place that you can also find up the updates, by the way, is through the PCJ website, which is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. So do check us out online. There's one link which actually has all the previous editions of the show. There's some sounds of Happy Station. There's some pictures. There's some other programs from PCJ Media that you can download, as well as the time schedule for the Happy Station show as well. So do check us out once again, www.pcjmedia.com. In the month of December, we actually have a number of special programs coming up. On December the 3rd, my special guest is going to be Dodie Cowan, the Hers of His and Hers, that was on Radio Netherlands for many years, and that program will be airing to all regions, and that was a very long interview, so the first part will be with Dodie Cowan, and then later on in December I will announce the second part of the interview with Deborah Ray, who was also Dodie Cowan, but that's she'll be speaking as Deborah Ray, the author. So that is December the 3rd, my special guest, Dodie Cowan. We have a special Christmas show coming up on December the 24th, which is also airing to all regions. And then on December 31st, a first, you can say, for Happy Station, in that the two shows, which are directed to South America and North America, will be 2 hours each. And both of them, by the way, will be different. Now, first, let me tell you a little bit about the show that is going to be directed to South America from 2 to 4 hours UTC. My special guest co-host is going to be David Monson. So from 2 to 4 hours UTC on December 31st, my special guest is going to be David Monson. The transmission at 1600 hours UTC, which will be running until 18 hours UTC, will also obviously be 2 hours. And on that show, we're going to be doing the counting in of the new year, because it'll already be 2010 in this part of the world, but you'll still be in 2009. And we'll also be using that show to announce the winners of the contest that we've been running, and I will give out the prizes later on in the show. So stay tuned for that. All right, let's continue now with more music. Here's Gordon Lightfoot, and If You Could Read My Mind, on the International Happy Station.
You could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark, or a fortress strong with chains upon my feet. You know that ghost is me, and I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstores sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail, and you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. Like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way split. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story's always in. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you have. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back.
Gordon Lightfoot, if you could read my mind, here on the International Happy Station. Let's take a moment actually to tell you about another upcoming special program, which will air in January. In fact, actually, it's going to be the first Happy Station show for 2010. My special guest is going to be none other than Steve Lawrence. Yes, the one and only Steve Lawrence will join me January the 7th. And it is going to be a really fun show. And I thought, you know, for today, to give you a little teaser of what you will hear on that full interview, we'd bring you some of it right now. But first, let's take a listen to Steve with Sunny Side Up on the Happy Station.
Keep your sunny side up, love, keep your sunny side up. Try to hide the side that gets blue, then you'll find that sun coming through. Keep your funny side up, and let your laughter come through. Life can be worthwhile, face it with a smile. Keep your sunny side up. Come on and keep your sunny side up, way up, yes, keep your sunny side up. You gotta try to hide the side that gets blue, then you'll find that sun coming through. Keep your funny side up, but up, up, and let your laughter come through. You, life can be worthwhile. Face it with a smile. Keep your sunny side up. Keep your sunny side up, way up, and let your laughter come through. Life can be worthwhile.
You said just a moment ago that when you heard your first Frank Sinatra record, which had influenced you, what was it like for you, you know, many years later, being able to perform with him and be on stage? Did Frank look at you as being like a son, like, you know, the younger guy who's come along?
Probably, but we never talked about it. I think he always looked at me as the up-and-coming generation behind him. But I must say, he really was like a beacon for all of us who came after him in the world of popular music. And all of us, we would not be truthful if we didn't say that he had some influence on all of us who came after him, because not that you did an impression of him or tried to sound like him, but his approach to a pop song became more of like a screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a beginning, a middle, and an end, and he was the first to pay attention to the lyric content, more importantly than up until then, you know, they were singing like, hey, it had to be you, it had to be you, I wanted, and he took that and meant it had to be you. You know, he made it, he could be singing to thousands of people, but everybody thought that he was just singing to that one person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great ability that he had, so that he took that, and he was primarily a great storyteller, and that bled over very easily for him into his acting career. I mean, Frank made 60 or more films through his career. Most of them were pretty darn good. There was a couple he'd like to take back, I'm sure, as we all have done professionally in film or on records. You know, you hear records that you made years ago, you say, why in the world did I record that? But at the time, it seemed like a good idea, you know. But and also, the record business was different in those days. I don't know if you recall what the A&R meant, Keith, but that meant it stood for Artist and Repertoire. And every record company had an A&R division. So when you were getting to record, they would garner a lot of material out there from writers and publishers, and you all had mutual agreements. So, and in those days, we recorded live with the orchestra in the studio. And you would do 4 songs on a 3-hour record date. So, you know, that was today. Today they go in and they spend 6 months on one song. You know, they have the technology today is such where they can literally record one instrument or just add one note or take it out, and they spend. You know, they advertise the fact, my first studio album in 12 years, like it's a big deal. You know, so those of us who grew up in that time, when you had to finish an album in 3 days of recording, so it was different, you know. But it also, I think, it put a gun to your head, and there's something about having a deadline.
Mm-hmm.
George Burns, I'm sure you've heard of George Burns, but he put it probably best. You know, they kept asking him how long he's going to keep performing. He says, hey, and he was like 97 at the time. He says, well, I have to open at Caesar's Palace in 2 months. He says, everybody should have an opening. You know, you can't just rehearse the rest of your life. You have to have an opening night, an opening day, whatever. So, you know, over the years, I've had the good fortune of getting to meet a lot of people I grew up tremendously admiring. And years later, when Frank and I became really friends and got to call each other by first names, and I would sit down and, you know, just have a lunch with him or have a drink with him, or Edie and I had a beach house out in Malibu, California, and he wanted to rent. We had the same manager, so he knew we were working all summer. So he wanted to rent my house for the summer. I said, well, you can't rent my house. You could stay there. You and Barbara could stay. He says, no, kid, I want to rent your house. I said, you cannot rent my house. He says, I said, no, no, you want to stay there? Please, my pleasure. So we went back and forth. He stayed there, but he's an extraordinarily generous and gracious man. He bought my kid a gift. I wouldn't even begin to tell you. He really is a very special man and unique in many ways. I had the pleasure of, I heard that he had a dark side. I fortunately was never exposed to that. So I only knew him from the wonderful contribution that he made to the world of popular music and to films, and the influence that he had on all of us younger kids who came after him. And you know, and I used to play cards with him on Sunday. I must tell you, growing up in the shadows of this musical giant, then becoming his friend, and then sitting at a poker table with Frank Sinatra and Gregory Peck and Kirk Douglas and Jack Lemmon. I mean, I'm looking at these people, and it dawned on me that I was the only one at the table I never heard of. it was incredible that I'm sitting with these idols of mine, and we have become friends. And that, to me, meant a great deal. You're on a first-name basis. You could tell each other whatever you felt like, and your tastes and your wants and needs ran along the same lines. And it was really a wonderful time. Unfortunately, I think a lot of that camaraderie is no longer exists in the business today. I find that everybody is so much by themselves and into their own world, and probably maybe that's why they're getting into a lot of trouble too, these kids. I don't know.
We don't need music when we dance.
Let's sell the radio.
We're fancy free 'cause we got us.
Our hearts are wired for romance.
All through the bungalow,
it's ecstasy 'cause we got us.
On the ballroom floor, we're dancing on air.
Once we turned around and then we found that the band wasn't even there.
But what do we care if
some people feel that we're delirious?
But we're in heaven
on cloud number 7.
And in
along,
we compose our hearts. That chorus starts with the bong of a Chinese gong.
They're playing our thong.
'Cause I'm your song.
And I'm your Angelus. The bells are ringing.
Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet with We Got Us here on the International Happy Station. And the full interview with Steve Lawrence will air January the 7th, and that program will be broadcast to all regions. And there was the coded message. If you want to enter the lucky draw that we will have at the end of the year, the winners will be announced between 16 and 1800 hours UTC. The prizes are, in the order of from first to fifth, first prize, a Sanjen ATS-909. The second prize, a Sanjen ATS-606A. The third prize are the three books from Jerry Berg about international shortwave broadcasting. The fourth prize is a one-year membership to the magazine Communication, published by the BDXC, that's the British DX Club. And the fifth prize are all going out to 10 lucky winners. And each of you, whoever the winner is, will be receiving one copy each of Tom Meyer's CD, Easy Come, Easy Go. Now, to enter is very simple. And as I've said before, it's not important that you can understand Morse code, but what is important is that you heard that Morse code message. And if you can let me know what came before it and what came after it, then you'll be entered into the lucky draw. So just send me an email, pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And you can find also all the contact information at our website at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com.
Hi, my name's Colin Newell, and I'm the editor and creator of DXer.ca. Since the mid-90s, DXer.ca has been the go-to website for timely resources for the DXer, SWL, and broadcast listener. If you're looking for unbiased reviews of the most modern receivers and antennas, or are interested in participating in some of the more lively online forums all about radio, then come on by. DXer.ca, a world band radio website.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 idents and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues, and a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia, in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the DXer.ca internet website. That's DXer.ca. Good listening, everyone.
Hi, I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called the Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question. There's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. There are various ways to catch the show. You can find it at my website at peteranthonyholder.com. Check out my blog at peteranthonyholder.blogspot.com. Find it at cyberstationusa.com, radioforall.net, or simply subscribe to it on iTunes. You've forgotten all those places already, haven't you? Okay, just Google the title. It's called The Stuff File Program, and stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. Catch it, enjoy it, and have a chuckle or two. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Radio will never be the same again.
And by the way, Peter's show, The Stuff File, is going to start airing in New Zealand starting in December. Starting this Wednesday, December the 2nd, it is going to be heard at 4 p.m. on World FM, which also carries the Happy Station Show. You can check out his website at peteranthonyholder.com. All right, now time for more music. Here's Herb Alpert with This Guy's in Love with You on the Happy Station.
You see, this guy's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you? when you smile. I can't tell, we know each other very well. How can I show you I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk. They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love, and what I do to make you mine, tell me now, is it so?
Herb Alpert and This Guy's in Love with You. Okay, let's now get to our email. Well, I want to say hello to the following people. Richard Deller in the northeast part of the United States. He said he's a new Happy Station listener, and he came across this program by accident one day over the internet and thought it was a net show, and then he realized it was on shortwave radio. And then he mentioned in his letter that he went to buy a very cheap shortwave radio. And he said sometimes reception is not so good, but he tries to listen on shortwave if he can. So thank you very much, Richard. We have another letter here from Eric Goran, who wants to say happy anniversary to two friends of his that are celebrating their 10th wedding anniversary. This coming Saturday, the 28th of November, and that is Wally and Terry Paquette. So happy 10th anniversary to you. And we just have an email that just says, hello, Keith, enjoy the show, keep them coming. And it is from Lydia Henderson. Now, Lydia, I have to say this, but are you the tattooed lady? Well, there's a song, by the way, for people who may not know what I mean by that. There's a song that goes, Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia? Lydia, the tattooed lady. So if you are, in fact, the tattooed lady, we'd love to find out. And our email, by the way, is for Happy Station, is pcj pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. Let's now dip into our mailbag. Well, the following people that have written in quite recently, and I, like I said before, we can't get to every single one, but you have all been entered into the lucky draw that we will have at the end of the year, so you might have a chance to win one of those wonderful prizes that we have, which I mentioned earlier. But I want to say hello to Bobby Stevenson, who lives in Detroit, Michigan. Sebastian Bond, who lives in North Carolina. Tom Wilcox, also in the USA. And a listener here who is originally from Brazil, but now calls her home Montpelier, Vermont. She lives in Montpelier, an area that I went to before. Wait a second, how long ago was that? Oh, 20 years ago? And her name is Christiane Sosa, and she's been living in Montpelier for 35 years. When I went to Montpelier, it was for a TV thing that I was doing for public television. As many of our American listeners know, once a year, public television in the U.S. do a funding drive, where they ask for donations to keep the station running and to buy programming. And the program director asked me if I can come down and spend an afternoon and do these pitches on air, which I have to tell you was rather interesting because we started, I remember it, because we started, I drove down from Montreal to Montpelier. I left home at like 6 o'clock in the morning. Got there around 9:30 after I, because actually it's a quicker drive than that, but I stopped along the way. Went to Vermont ETV, Channel 33, which is the public television outlet in Vermont, one of them anyway. And from what time was it? We started at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I went all the way until 7 o'clock in the evening. And I'm trying to remember now what the special show was, or shows that were on that day. But it was funny because the show would run 30 minutes and then we would be on for maybe 5 to 10 minutes and say, support public television. If you like shows like Sesame Street and Masterpiece Theater and blah, 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 make a donation now, pick up the phone and call 1, blah, 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 blah. It was rather interesting, and it was funny because the Vermont ETV is a very small public television station. And I went to the dressing room, I got changed, and then they said, "Oh, yeah, we have to do the makeup now." And I said, "Oh, where's the makeup woman?" She said, "No, we have to do it ourselves." And I went, "What? Okay." And I had never applied makeup like that before, especially for well, I wanted to say I've never applied makeup before for television, but no, I've never applied makeup to myself at all, ever before. But the woman that I was doing it with, she said, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. And after I finished, I could tell you this, I looked like Bozo the Clown. Had to, you know, remove it, and then we started again. Well, she applied it for me because I was... Like I said, I looked like a... Well, I wouldn't say Bozo the Clown. I would say more like a cross between Bozo the Clown and a painting from Picasso. Very frightening. And if I went on camera like that, I don't think anybody would have made a donation. They probably would have been, screamed and turned off their TV sets and never tuned in again. It would have been disastrous for public television. Anyway, Christiane, that was my... Christine, I should say. That was my experience in Montpelier. And I used to go to Montpelier quite a bit for skiing a long time ago because I have wonderful skiing there. You're listening to the International Happy Station. And not too long ago, I received a CD from a musician from Holland. His name is Jaco Müller. He's from the city of Rotterdam. And he studied at the Rotterdam Conservatory of Music. And he specializes in flamenco guitar. And he sent me a copy of his latest CD, which is entitled Viento del... sorry, here it is. Viento del Cerato. And we're going to take a listen to a track from it right now. It's called Caravana here on the International Happy Station. ¶¶ Jaco Mueller from his latest CD with Caravana. And Jaco will be joining us on the show to talk about his music and his latest CD very soon. Well, we still have time to squeeze in a little bit more music. Let's now take a listen to Les Reed and his orchestra. You may know the name Les Reed because he was connected with Tom Jones and Engelbert Humperdinck. He provided many of the orchestrations and arrangements for many of their hits in the 1960s. Let's take a listen now to Les Reed and his orchestra, featuring the same musicians for the session that Tom Jones did with It's Not Unusual, with his version of It's Not Unusual on The Happy Station. Les Reed and his orchestra with It's Not Unusual. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of The Happy Station Show. If you want to find out all the ways to contact me, please check out our website at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Coming up today for our transmission to North America, we're doing a special show looking at low-powered radio stations. And that's coming up today at 1600 UTC. Of course, you can listen around the world via the website of Radio Miami International at www.wrmi.net. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, and our production assistant, Johann Bakker, this is Keith Parent all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. You have been listening to PCJ Media, broadcasting to North America and South America on 9,955 kHz in the 31-meter band. If you want more information about PCJ, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.